Welcome to season three of Second Take. I'm here with Levi.
And this is Ben.
Yep, so we got big news for you guys. We're changing stuff up this year, kind of revamping, changing directions. We're going to have a lot more guests on the podcast, and we've got some special episodes planned. Just stay tuned for later this year. And we're gonna do more, like, school athletics-based things.
The TA, bro, the academy.
The academy. On top of our, I'd say, like, once a month college football talks, but we'll hopefully get those more consistent for you guys. With that being said, let's get right into it. One last thing. We're getting new equipment, so pardon this. This is the last episode with a $30 Temu mic.
Not even that much. Mine was like $8 off TikTok shop. Alright. This will be a pretty short episode just to get us started for season three.
Season three?
Yes, sir. So let's get into it.
Or we got Justin Fields and Russell Wilson starting spot at the Steelers. Heard that's going to be announced. What is it? Did Mike Tomlin say week one?
Should be. I don't know. I didn't hear about that. All I know is like cuts are being made. Like, I think today or like tomorrow is when cuts like come out. On like who makes the 53-man roster? They'll both make it.
Yeah.
Easily. I'm a Steelers guy. I mean, I'm a Chiefs guy first, but I'm a Steelers guy as well. But I think Russ will be – I think he'll be named the starter for the first 6 weeks. And then after that, if they're not having success, then they'll turn to Justin Fields and they'll see what happens. But who knows?
I don't know. I think Justin Fields deserves the spot, you know. Russell Wilson's washed, but also he is the veteran. So I think, honestly, it's a toss-up, obviously, based on how they perform at the rest of these practices and camps. And was it one more week of preseason?
I think preseason's over.
Over.
At this point. Yeah. But September 5th, season opens. But, yeah. I don't know. I like Justin Fields as well. When he was in the Bears, I was hoping that the Bears would have kept him and let him see what he could do with that team. But, I mean, Caleb Williams is pretty good. I don't really like him, but he's a good quarterback. We'll see what he does once the actual NFL season starts. But, yeah.
Yeah, I think Caleb Williams is solid. I don't know. I like Justin Fields at the Bears. I think they could have used a draft pick instead of Caleb Williams, do something to further get a team around him, like build and develop the team. But obviously I'm not the Bears GM, so.
Yeah. I mean, Steelers have a tough schedule this year, as they always do, being in the AFC North, but I think it's extra hard. They play the Chiefs. They play some other great teams. I think they will struggle in this in this NFL, but I think they will, unlike Chris Collinsworth said, I think they will have another winning season. I don't know if they'll make the playoffs with it, but I think they have a chance of being great. They have a great defense, as always. George Pickens, I think, took steps to become a better player. They got great new guys on defense and offense, and I think Coach Tomlin has built a great team once again. But we'll see if they're Super Bowl ready. But I don't know.
Yeah, we'll move on there to kind of a standout from the preseason, Carson Steele of the Chiefs.
Yes, bro. Carson Steele, that was a steal of a free agency pickup. But UCLA, Ball State, he's pretty good at UCLA. And, dude, I was sitting there watching the Bears preseason game, most boring game of football I've ever watched in my life. Then all of a sudden, this random guy who I've heard of in a couple times, just goes and runs down the field for what I think was a touchdown, but the NFL says otherwise. But yeah, I think when I saw that, I was like, he's making the roster.
Yeah. Also good news, like in K-State fandom, we have Skylar Thompson. He was named the backup to Tua, which I think a few years ago he played in, was it a playoff game or
he played
late week?
Yeah, when Tua got hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he hasn't had much success in the NFL. He's been called the worst backup in the NFL. And, I mean, obviously he's still fighting for his right to be on a team. And obviously the Dolphins see something in him that most people don't see. Because if it was me personally, don't get me wrong, I love K-State, but when I see Skylar Thompson out there on the field, I'm like, what are we doing here? And I think Frank the Tank would feel the same. He's a big Dolphins guy. I remember what he was saying about him when Skylar Thompson was playing. Just glad. I mean, another terrible backup who had a couple good seat games last year, but Mason Rudolph, before last season, I was like, he is also one of the worst backups in the league. But yeah.
I rock with Skylar Thompson.
Yeah. I saw some earlier today, speaking of K-State guys, I saw some outlandish thing that's probably not going to happen, but it was like on pop-up on my, it was like a trade rumor thing, and it was about Tyler Lockett going to KC, and like, that's not going to happen, but that would be crazy.
Yeah, he's one of the greatest talents we've seen.
Come out of KC, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think, also going back, Colin Klein. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just don't think he was built for NFL. He's like your ideal college quarterback that didn't have what it takes. He was robbed of the Heisman.
Yeah, I think, I mean, we can continue on talking about K-State. I mean, Will Howard's at
Ohio State
University right now. And I think they got a great team over there. We'll see how Will Howard does over there compared to with K-State. He was a great addition to the team, and he helped the team win some big games along with the players he was playing with. But I think Avery Johnson's going to be the man for the next 4-plus years. But, yeah.
Yeah, that it was his time to go last year. And I mean, he did say it. It was kind of a shot at K-State, which, I mean, sure, he can take it. He can do what he wants. He said that he doesn't have to be a miracle worker at Ohio State, which there's partial agreement to that, but when they're playing Michigan and he has to lead a game-winning drive, he has to be the hero. Like, there's times when you have to make miracle plays and be the hero no matter what team you're on.
Yeah. I mean, and when they won, I mean, and he wasn't the only hero when he was on K-State. He was the only one having to be the hero,
Ben
too.
Sinnott.
I mean, and Deuce Vaughn was there when they won the Big 12 championship. And but, yeah, I think he will still be, I mean, a decent quarterback for college football. But I don't know. We'll see how he does with Oklahoma. But, yeah.
Ohio State.
That's what I said. My brain's cooked.
Speaking of college football, we'll talk about the upset in Ireland. Yesterday, it was Georgia Tech and FSU. FSU was ranked number 10. They're probably, I don't know, they're either going to drop to the 20s or they're
out of the bracket, out of it. Yeah, it's it's crazy how they go from people complaining about them not being in the playoffs to losing to a Georgia Tech and a season opener for college football, but think my bad. I don't remember what I was gonna say now, but that's okay. FSU is probably out of the playoff contention though after that game.
Yeah, I mean, Georgia Tech is just, that's like a middle of the pack ACC team, and the ACC isn't known for being crazy strong football wise. I guess they do have their, you have Clemson, you have had Florida State until yesterday. I mean, there's like North Carolina is a good team, but there's no, nothing compared to like the SEC or even like talking the Big 12 now with the expansion. And that's just an average team. And to have them even in that game is kind of absurd.
No, it's crazy to see a team. I mean, how fast teams can fall and rise in the span of a year.
Jordan Travis was their little, he was their guy, but once he was gone, it all went downhill. I don't think we have anything else for you guys today.
Oh,
No.
one more thing.
All right.
Another K-State thing.
All right. All right.
K-State basketball player Nate Aubrey, new spiritual life director at the TA, bro, and also a new basketball coach. I'm expecting great things from him.
Yeah, if you're
He's a
tuning
great
in,
guy.
I want us to go to the state tournament.
Yeah,
I expect the state
we
championship.
better get a state championship your first year, or else you might be gone. If you're listening.
Might still be the spiritual life, but
Yeah, they might keep you as spiritual life director, but they will not re-sign your contract for basketball. But not fire you. They won't fire you. They just won't re-sign your contract. But yeah.
hey, we'll interview you after you win that state championship.
Yep, yes, sir.
All right. Well, we'll catch you guys in another week or two with some good equipment and hopefully somebody to interview.
Yeah, for real.
All right.
See ya.
See you.